This is Jason Hirschhorn. We're here at the CS50 Fair with...
Sydney Kepler.
And Michael Davies.
And can you tell me the house you live in, your major or concentration, and why you decided to take CS50?
So...
You can tell me, it's okay. Or you can tell them.
I live in Leverett House, and I am concentrating in bioengineering, and I need to take CS50 for my major. But also, I have never coded before, and so it was very nice to learn how to finally code.
I'm in Adam's house. I'm a sophomore. I'm also doing bioengineering, so it's also a requirement. And I was also kind of interested in coding because it was something that was not offered at my high school, so I just kind of went with it.
And how'd you two find each other to work together?
Last year we met in Math 21A trying to figure out how to do multivariable calculus, and it worked out since then.
And you're
then.
Still friends?
Yes.
And did this project make you even more friends or tear you apart?
Honestly, at this point, I don't think we like get like any better as friends.
Oh wow,
so we're pretty good.
Best friends.
Yeah, yes.
That's so exciting. Okay, so what'd you make together, best friend? Or I don't know.
Good
I won't put those words in your mouth.
Okay, so
we're best friends. You're good.
No, we are best friends for sure. We made a carbon footprint tracker.
Okay.
And calculator.
Okay.
And so this is our homepage.
What was the inspiration?
Oh right. So both of us recognize that we are in a kind of climate crisis right now, and we think that everyone, especially in this country, needs to be more conscientious of their carbon footprint, especially their daily carbon footprint, something that can be so easily changed. And so that was the inspiration.
Fantastic. Can we see it?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Here, you can turn it a bit if you
want. Okay, awesome. We are currently signed into Michael's account, and this is our homepage.
Okay.
And so, as you can see, the homepage shows a graph of daily carbon footprints that have already been entered in the past.
So I registered on the 1st of October in 2018, and so I put in data on, like, that very first day.
You took CS50 last year.
No, we're just pretending. So I put in, like, some entry, and we end up with, like, 30 kilograms of CO2 then, and then I waited a whole year to, like, day 366.
You pick something up, you put it down, you pick it back up. It's like a book.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. And so we put in something else, and then we've kind of been a little bit more on top of it since then. And so we can see our plot kind of grows. And we, like, our total for the day is here, and then it also corresponds to the top, like the most recent day in the plot. And if we scroll further down, we also see our total carbon footprint since that registration. But our website does a lot more than just that. So if we go
Fantastic.
Up here, we can go into the global data page, which is one of the more interesting pages on the website. It'll load... an interactive map of the world that shows last year's carbon footprint or carbon emissions in kilotons of CO2 per country.
And you built this map?
We used Google Maps, like a Google Chart like API, and it was a headache, but it was kind of a cool project, so we thought like this is a nice thing to implement.
You figured that out.
Exactly.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it was a hassle.
3 months ago.
I would have had no idea.
Oh, yeah, now you can make something cool like that. Okay.
Yeah, and so you can see pretty clearly that there's like four countries that have like a big role.
Can I guess?
So like the United States, Russia.
Let him guess.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
China.
Great.
India.
Great.
Russia.
Yep.
US.
Oh my God, look at you. And you got all four of them.
Yes.
But you can also see like China is like way out and like far beyond any other country. China has about 10.5 million kilotons of CO2, where the United States is like the next highest, and it's at 5 million kilotons. Like both of these numbers are just huge, but they have no comparison like almost any other country in the world.
Okay.
Then if we go back up, we can get into more like the body of the website and go into the calculator, and Cindy can show you kind of what this is about.
Okay, I'm from Los Angeles.
Oh, you're gonna feel bad. Okay, perfect.
So if I fly here, what am I doing?
Great. So that's actually a good one, because flying is the worst thing you can do for the planet.
My family lives there.
Oh, I know. I live in Idaho, man. I feel that pain. So let's say you fly to Los Angeles. So it's like 5,000 miles round trip, right? So you put in 5,000, and let's say we don't travel anything else like for the day, and so we hit submit, and it'll take us back to our homepage, and you can see
it spiked
up to 120,000.
Oh my gosh, it's flatlined before. Irrelevant.
It doesn't even show anymore because it was such a huge jump. Because flying is terrible for the planet. Whoops.
Well, no, yeah.
But we have split our calculator into three parts. So one of them is travel. The other two are household and food. And so if we go into another part of our calculator, like the food, you can enter your daily calorie consumption. And so if we do that, enter some numbers.
I get more. Oh, from dairy. Okay, dairy. I don't eat meat. I'm vegetarian.
Okay.
So we can just leave that as zero. We can actually just leave it blank. That's like a nice functionality part of the thing. So let's say you probably eat more grains then. So we have like another like, let's say 800 there.
Oh, that's a lot of bread, but okay, I'll eat it.
And let's say like...
I love fruits and veggies.
Oh, more than that then? Let's go 500 then.
Well, I gotta eat 2,000 calories a day.
Oh yeah, you're right. So where are we at right now? And then we can just say 300. We're gonna give you a little bit more than 2,000 calories. And we hit submit. And it's hard to remember like where that number was, but it jumped up an amount probably.
We can actually can I do back. Just food?
No, yeah. Actually, if you want to, so this plot shows our totals.
Yeah.
If you want to go see our individual for like each part, we can go into our history tab. And so this will go down, and we can go back down into our food, and we can see like that last entry that we made had a total of 5.28 kilograms of CO2.
And we have one more page, or actually two more pages of our website. The first being share. And so on our share page, you can share our website with Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And we have pre-made posts for all of them. And then for Instagram, you are taken to the CS50 Instagram.
Aww,
and when a user registers, we ask them to enter their zip code. So right now, Michael entered the Cambridge zip code. And we can see other users that have entered the same zip code and what their most recent daily carbon footprint was. And so it's sort of like a leaderboard in that sense, just to compare to other people in the
area. Winning. Congratulations.
Yeah, we are far ahead.
For destroying the planet. Number one, you. Yep.
And if you click this footnote at the very bottom of our page, you are taken to a website.
Oh, these are fantastic photos.
So this is Sydney and I. These are actually two of our senior photos from our last year in high school. And it just gives a little bit of explanation about who we are and like what we're doing.
Okay, you say here, this is the first but not the last project by the M&S
Indeed.
Group. So what's next for the two of you?
Who knows?
We can't spoil it. Just kidding, we have no ideas.
But you're looking for projects.
We are.
And okay, technically or conceptually, when you were building this project, what is something you learned or took away from this final project experience?
I think I learned that there's like, you can build a lot on like the foundations of like the really simple things, and you can make something that like it looks a lot more complex like CS50 Finance, but in a lot of ways it's just like clever styling and like pulling things from like different areas, because like individual parts can be like simple, and you put it together it can like look like something that's nice and like somewhat professional-ish.
I would say that's not simple, that's a sophisticated understanding of building things.
Aww,
that's
thanks.
Fantastic.
Say that the design of websites is not something that I have really appreciated in the past, but you can like add as many things that are as complex as you want to a website and it still could look bad, but there is a design component that you need in a website to make it just look pretty and user-friendly. And so I think that's the biggest takeaway.
I think this is very user-friendly, so you did a nice job
Thank
there.
You.
And you did some beautiful senior photos.
Thank you.
So throughout this is my last question for you both.
Okay.
Throughout the experience of this course, it's hard. I took it myself.
Yeah.
You're put through the ringer.
Yeah.
Can you give a shout out to someone who helped you through this course, whether in office hours or in section or another person in the course?
So I have two people.
Okay, tell them. They're watching.
My blockmate, Ryan Gajarawala.
Yes, Ryan!
And that's another one of my blockmates. He's a CA in the class. So like, I would be always just like bugging him with questions, which is huge. And then I play Ultimate Frisbee. Woohoo! And one of the teammates on the Ultimate Frisbee team is a TF. So like Ryan and James Conant, the person in Frisbee, like they just like carried me through this class.
I would also like to give a shout out to CA Julia Martin, a very, very good friend of mine and a huge support system through this class and through life. So thank you, Julia.
And thank you both for showing us this fantastic project.
Thank you very much.
And now we're going to hand it back to our friends at the desk.